Ted, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. I'm doing wonderful, and I want you to do great, too.
Well, thanks a lot. Well, tell us about your background.
Well, my undergraduate degrees are from Florida State in biological science and chemistry. I also have an undergraduate degree in psychology and exercise physiology, an MBA. I've also finished my doctorate. I've been a state-licensed nutritionist for many, many years. I've worked with thousands of patients in helping them lower blood pressure, cholesterol, triglycerides, and blood sugar. I've been privileged to speak to over a million people at live seminars, and I've shared the platform with President Bush, Barbara Bush, Colin Powell, General Schwarzkopf, and just is that enough?
All right. Well, let's talk about toxic food and what we're eating. You claim that many popular foods are actually full of toxins and can lead to heart disease and cancer. All right. Here's Tony's deal. When I have to snack and I'm out on the road, I don't go into McDonald's, but I'll grab a juice or milk or a bag of peanuts or grab a pork rinds. Where am I going wrong?
Well, I'm glad I got you on time, Tony. I'm glad I'm here.
Here we go.
In fact, we've got a list of the top 10 foods never to eat. I can run through that list for you real quick.
Yeah, but do that.
Well, what I've learned, Tony, I've worked with thousands of folks helping them lower blood pressure, cholesterol, triglycerides, and blood sugar without the use of drugs, I may add. And I found there's just certain types of foods and food categories that cause almost all the health problems in the United States. And I include in that category heart disease, diabetes, and cancer. And a lot of kids have ADD and ADHD because they're eating a lot of junk food and have a lot of chemicals in their body. So we'll cover all that real quick.
All right, what are the top 10 list? David Letterman's not here, so we're going to go with Dr. Ted's.
All right. Number one on the list to stay away from are the high-fat luncheon meats. That includes those pork rinds. I include in that category bacon, sausage, pepperoni, hot dogs, and pork rinds.
Oh, you're killing me with the meat thing here, Doctor.
Well, you know, beef is fine. There's nothing wrong with beef. You want to go out and have a steak, go have a steak. Make sure it's just grass-fed, trying to make sure it doesn't have a bunch of antibiotics and hormones added to it. There's nothing wrong with that. Chicken, you know, certain types of fish are good. But just stay away from the pork products and the high-fat stuff with the sodium nitrite. I mean, the University of Southern California a few years ago, Tony, did a study, and they found that children who ate 3 hot dogs a week had 9 times the risk of leukemia versus children who did not.
Oh, my goodness. And is there any difference in regular hot dogs and the all beef?
Yes. But again, if you're going to eat hot dogs, get all beef hot dogs, all turkey hot dogs, but make sure they have no sodium nitrite in them. That's critical.
All right. What else?
Number two on the list is NutraSweet aspartame or equal diet sodas. Side effects include brain tumors, brain cancer, seizures, headaches, optic nerve degradation, severe depression, I may add. The list goes on and on and on. It reads like a who's who of what you don't want to have. So don't drink diet sodas at all, period. They're just unhealthy. The diet sweeteners are bad. Stay away from them. If you want a sweetener with no calories, use Stevia. Stevia is okay. It's an excellent alternative.
Okay.
Number three are margarine products. You'd have to be living in a cave somewhere the last 10 years not know how bad trans fats are.
Right.
That's what margarine is. It's trans fat. Don't use any trans fat. Don't use any Crisco. Don't use anything with hydrogenated or partially hydrogenated oils. That's another one of those acid tests that you look on the label for.
Oh, we use butter and olive oil. Are we all right there?
There you go. Right. That's what I was going to tell you. Butter, olive oil. Do not use corn oil. Do not use soybean oil. Do not use canola oil.
Okay, what else?
But the butter and olive oil are good. Number four is shellfish. That's lobster, shrimp, oyster, prawns, scallops.
Oh, you're killing me.
Well, I know, Tony. I'm trying to keep you alive.
Okay. Now,
shellfish are bad for you. They can contain abnormally high levels of arsenic, lead, and mercury. I mean, and really, who wants to eat shellfish out of the Gulf of Mexico right now after what happened last spring?
Indeed.
I mean, really. I mean, think about that. Mm-hmm. Remember, they're filter feeders, and they absorb all those poisons. But now grouper, red snapper, orange ruffy, wild salmon, those are all excellent fish, and they're really good for you.
Okay.
Number five is the junk food category. I include Twinkies, Ding Dongs, cupcakes. Remember, we have a lot of kids right now in the United States that have a problem with obesity, like 30% of them. Okay, it's horrible. Plus, we have about 20 million children that have been diagnosed with ADD or ADHD. We found in our office that about 88% of the children who were tested in one major study were found to be hypoglycemic who have been diagnosed with ADD and ADHD. And now the treatment protocol for most people who have children when they have a child diagnosed with that is to put them on Adderall or Concerta or Ritalin. The problem with these three drugs, Tony, is these are all Schedule II drugs. They're all narcotics. They're basically all very addictive. They're in the same category with morphine, opium, Percodan, and Demerol. These are strong, strong drugs, and they should only be used as a last treatment option, not as a first choice of action. There's all kinds of natural things that you can do with a child who's been diagnosed with ADD or ADHD without putting them on a Schedule II drug.
Ted, my wife bakes a lot, and she uses sugar and natural ingredients. Are those kind of sweets okay if you're going to have them?
In moderation, that's fine, yeah.
Sure, okay.
You probably didn't think I'd say that, but yeah, that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, but now if you could substitute them with stevia, that's okay. We've got a website. Can I give that out real quick?
Yes, please.
We've got a program that's called Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy. It's an 8-CD series that takes you through a systematic process on lowering the blood pressure, cholesterol, triglycerides, and blood sugar. And what we also have in there, Tony, is a cookbook, which gives you natural alternatives to the use of sugar in almost every major recipe. And it's a phenomenal book. Plus, we have reports in there on high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, cancer, ADD, autism, learning disabilities. The phone number is 1-800-592-HEAL, H-E-A-L. That's 592-H-E-A-L. And the website is bodybyted, T-E-D.com. That's bodybyted.com. And when you go there, you'll see a picture of my wife and I. I'm 55 years old now. My wife is 53 years old. And basically, you know, we stay in pretty good shape, and that's why we put our picture on the website, so you'll know that we actually practice what we preach. Again, that's bodybyted.com for the Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy program. Now, number six to stay away from on this top 10 list is soybean products. Now, you know, a lot of health people say eat tofu, tofu, tofu. I'm telling you, don't eat tofu, don't eat tofu, don't eat tofu. It's a soybean product. There's way too many phytoestrogens in tofu. It's a female hormone that mimics the body's own estrogen. The body has a difficult time distinguishing the difference. It can actually cause gynecomastia in men, which is enlargement of the breast tissue. It can feminize young boys. Don't use soy products. It can cause a fibroid tumor formation in women.
Well, that's kind of scary, but I've banned that product in the house anyway. It doesn't taste very good to me. So.
Well, and plus, it's horrible. I mean, people come by to our house for dinner, you know, they'll think, well, where are we going to get tofu, you know, nut surprise or something? We'll give them a steak. We'll give them some lamb shanks. I mean, we know there's all – see, you don't have to eat bad food that tastes bad to be healthy. That's complete nonsense. But there are certain foods that we've been eating a lot of in this country. They're causing almost all the health problems. I mean, Tony, if you're 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds overweight and you want to change, you can't keep doing what you've done to get any better. If you're going east on the interstate but you want to go west, you've got to take the next exit ramp and turn around. And that's what we do in our program. We teach you systematically how to feel great and have tremendous energy. And it's so easy when you learn the simple secrets of it. It's like you've been completely misled. And that's why so many people are so addicted to drugs. I mean, have you listened to the TV lately and listened to the drugs and they tell you all the toxic side effects? Some of the side effects are worse than the problems that you're having. I mean, one of the side effects of this stop smoking drug is suicide. I mean, my goodness, I mean, how many times do they have to tell you that it can cause you to commit suicide? I'd rather keep smoking and find another way to stop smoking.
All right, what's next on the list?
I'm sorry to get on a soapbox.
Oh, you're fine. No, yeah. We enjoy it. Go for it, Dr. Ted.
But number seven is chlorine and fluoride in the water supply.
Really?
Filter the water. Just filter it. I recommend distillation at the bodybyted.com website. You can link to our other website, which has really good distillers on there. We've been drinking distilled water for 30 years. You don't need chlorine and fluoride. These are not nutrients, okay? They're not essential nutrients. Chlorine and fluoride actually mimic the body's own iodine when you absorb iodine into your thyroid.
I thought the fluorine was good for the teeth, though.
No, you're thinking fluoride. So those studies are basically very inconclusive. Fluorine is actually rat poison.
Oh, okay.
And that's why if you look at a tube of toothpaste, it'll say, do not ingest this. If a child ingests the toothpaste, there's actually enough fluoride in that toothpaste, the tube of toothpaste, to kill them if they didn't eat the whole tube. And that's why it warns you that if you ingest the toothpaste, to contact the poison control center.
Great, well, Dr. Ted. I'm not going to brush my teeth again. All right. Well, we've got to take off, Dr. Ted. Give that website one more time.
Bodybyted.com. Learn the rest of the top 10 foods never to eat. Bodybyted.com.
We'll get you back on the program. Thank you.
Thanks, Tony.